Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. We do not and cannot know all the Lord's reasons for ordaining Sabbath keeping. We do know it had a memorial component. That truth is made plain in the record of the giving of the Ten Commandments. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20:11. God also wanted to give human beings and their work animals some time for rest. For these and other reasons, the Lord gave the Sabbath to the people living under the Jewish covenant. But it ought to be obvious to any Bible reader that the Lord gave the Sabbath commandment to the Jews only. Will you please listen to these words? The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. Deuteronomy 5:2-3. God never made the covenant with the Gentiles. Gentiles have never been commanded to keep the Sabbath unless they became proselytes to the Jewish law. One of the great sins of the Israelite nation, one that led to the Babylonian exile, was failure to keep the Sabbath. This fact ought to be an object lesson to all modernistic theologians who argue that strict obedience to the commands of God is not necessary. Tragically, after the Jews returned to Palestine from the Babylonian exile, many of them continued to desecrate the Sabbath. There were many reasons why the nation of Israel ceased to be the people of God. But unquestionably, one of the reasons was their disregard for the Sabbath. It was God's Sabbath, and should have been honored by doing what God commanded. The Jews were not to work on that day, except doing humanitarian works, such as healing, feeding the hungry, and similar works. There are some religious groups and individuals in our country who believe Christians are to keep the Sabbath day holy. But the covenant under which God commanded Sabbath keeping has been abrogated, supplanted by the perfect law of liberty. 2 Corinthians 3 makes that truth as clear as words can be stated. Paul contrasts the two laws, the letter and the spirit. He calls the New Testament the spirit and the Old Testament the letter. He then says very plainly, "The letter kills, but the spirit gives life." He calls the letter the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, and says that law was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. 2 Corinthians 3:6-7. The law that was written and engraven in stones was the Ten Commandments, which obviously included the Sabbath commandment. That law was done away. Please listen carefully. For that which is done away, that is, the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. 2 Corinthians 3:11. But did not Jesus observe the Sabbath? Since he is our example, should we not also observe the Sabbath? Jesus Christ lived every day of his illustrious life under the law of Moses. He participated in the burning of incense, the offering of animal sacrifices, visiting and worshiping in the Jewish temple, keeping the Passover and other Jewish feasts and festivals. The law that required these activities was nailed to the cross. Colossians 2:14-17. Jeremiah predicted the coming of the new covenant. The author of Hebrews affirmed that the gospel of Christ is the new covenant. He then said very plainly, "If the first covenant had been without fault, then should no place have been sought for a second." In that he says a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8:7-13. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.